True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. Because there's still no state budget, the Philadelphia School District is borrowing money to pay its bills. But school board members worry it's the students who will pay the price. We get details on this from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
It's not unusual for the district to borrow money to maintain cash flow until tax receipts come in. But with state lawmakers unable to agree on a budget, the Philadelphia School Board Thursday night had to okay borrowing much more than usual, said board member Whitney Jones.
Because of the budget impasse and the uncertainty it creates, the district is being forced to borrow $1.5 billion, three times more than what it may typically borrow in a given year.
It's a move that could cost the district up to $30 million in interest. That's money that board member Wanda Novales said isn't going into the classroom.
Every week of the delay puts more pressure on our budget. And every dollar spent on interest is a dollar not spent on our kids.
The borrowing allows the district to operate through December.
District CEO Mike Herbston told the board that if the impasse continues, a point will come where it's more difficult to borrow more money. A 61-year-old Bucks County man accused of posing online as a teen to get illicit videos from underage girls is now facing federal charges. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward has that story.
61-year-old Mark Wills from Main Street in Humeville could face decades in federal prison based on the charges that include multiple counts of using a device to get a minor in another state to engage in sexually explicit conduct, manufacture, distribution, and possession of child sexual abuse material, and cyberstalking. Wills was caught in West Virginia earlier this year, where authorities say he was trying to start a new life after charges were first filed in the Bucks County DA's office. According to the federal complaint, Wills kept a handwritten list by his bed of multiple online accounts he used to pose as teenage boys on apps including Kick and Snapchat, along with which ID he used with different girls he'd met online, what they liked or didn't like, and what they were willing to do.
The complaint also says Wills used an app to record his screen without alerting the other person, and they found hours of saved videos of Wills interacting with suspected underage girls. An Atlantic County actor has been charged with shooting a woman in the face during a road rage incident near Stockton University in Galloway Township. The victim is in stable condition at an area hospital. And with more on this, here's KYW's John McDevitt.
Galloway Township Police took Ernest Hines of Port Republic into custody on Thursday afternoon. The 46-year-old is accused of shooting a woman of the township in the face during a road rage incident along Jimmy Leeds Road, just outside the entrance of Stockton University. The victim called 911 and was able to provide a description of the shooter and the vehicle he left the scene in. The suspect drove onto the campus campus of Stockton, prompting a three-hour lockdown of the university as police search for the shooter. Hines was located and taken into custody without incident at a residence in the Blue Heron Pines development in Galloway Township. Hines was charged with criminal attempt homicide, aggravated assault with a firearm, and related offenses.
The Internet Movie Database, known as IMDb, lists Hines as an actor and producer. He had minor film and television show roles. One of his credits, the jury foreman in the 2011 movie J. Edgar. There's no date yet for a detention hearing set in Hines's real-life trial. Well, tourists running up and down the Rocky Steps are a common sight, but it's typically not for 24 straight hours. That's what one local group is doing today. The nonprofit Legacy of Hope is running their 7th annual PHL 24 endurance event to benefit cancer patients in the region. They say they're raising money to make sure cancer patients are able to afford food and housing. This year's goal is to raise $250,000 to open a new emergency patient support community center where they'll provide services to patients who are too sick to work and their families. As of today, they're more than two-thirds of the way there in that fundraising goal. Well, next month marks the 250th birthday of the Navy and the Marine Corps, and they're bringing the party to Philly. KYW's Sharon A. Howard reports celebrations will be held throughout October and November, starting with a special kickoff event.
After 5 years of planning, George Leone, organizer of Homecoming 250, is excited to bring what he describes as a celebration of grandeur to Philly.
We're kicking off America's 250th celebration, hosting the National Navy and Marine Corps 250th celebration here in Philadelphia, where they were born.
And getting things started.
The big celebration starts on October the 9th. 9 Navy ships, 2 Coast Guard cutters sailing up the Delaware River.
And on October 13th, the actual 250th birthday of the Navy.
We're going to have a Thanksgiving and Remembrance Service at Christ Church, which was there when the Navy was born in 1775.
That will all be followed by the 250th commemoration on Independence Mall.
When the Chief of Naval Operations and other leaders of the Navy and Marine Corps will be speaking, and then the Blue Angels will fly over Independence Hall.
That night on October 13th, fireworks will light up the skies above the Delaware with performances by the Navy and Marine Corps bands on both sides of the river.
Oh, sounds fantastic. And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.